My mom in the early 70s became director of the Albert Einstein Hebrew Day School. The Albert Einstein Hebrew Day School today is the Adelson School. It went from the Albert Einstein Hebrew Day School, it became the Milton I. Schwartz Hebrew Academy. And then I'm going to share some real connections in a moment with that. And then recently became the Sheldon and Miriam Adelson School. But
so it's had the three different.
Well, the thing is that the lower school, the elementary school there, is still called the Milton I. Schwartz Hebrew Academy.
Okay.
But when they added the high school. So one funny thing about it was it was housed, originally it was housed at some church, and I have no idea where it was. But they moved into the classrooms at Temple Beth Shalom, because Temple Beth Shalom had all these classrooms. They had a preschool on one side that I attended when I was really, really young. But then they had the religious school rooms, and they had either three or four upstairs, three or four. They had like eight rooms. But they were only used in the afternoons and on week and on Sundays. So the Einstein School moved into Temple Beth Shalom and used their facilities. And the Einstein School at the time, I think, went either to third or fourth grade. I can't remember. Well, it didn't have any money. Surprise. So when my mom was director, they had a telephone installed at our house. It rang when the school when the phone at the school rang, it rang at home. So we were it was this one phone on a desk in the corner of our dining room. And we were all trained, if that phone rang, we answered it, Albert Einstein Hebrew Day School. That was home. It didn't matter if at what time we would answer the phone there. Because, first of all, you have to understand this is 1973, 74, something like that. The technology, we don't have digital technology. It's all analog technology. So,
but why was she having to take the calls?
Because there was nobody else to take the calls.
Okay.
And they were always trying to recruit students, and there was a problem. There was nobody else to take the calls.
So she was selling the
she was doing everything.
Everything.
I remember in 1974, we took a family vacation. We drove to Lake Tahoe from here. It seemed like 50 hours. I know it wasn't. And the reason we were going up there was my mom had to hand deliver the license.